Actor Ray Liotta, who rocketed to film stardom in Goodfellas, has died in his sleep at a hotel in the Dominican Republic where he was filming a movie. He was 67. NPR's Bob Mondello offers this remembrance.
Few actors have ever been offered a better opening line for their star-making role.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta slamming the trunk shut on what we'd later learn was evidence of just how gangster he'd become. Those steely blue eyes, the intensity that made him terrifying even when he was terrified, all there in that very first shot.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States. Your love is all. Even before I first wandered into the cab stand for an after-school job, I knew I wanted to be a part of them. It was there that I knew that I belonged.
Goodfellas made Liotta a star, but he'd been getting noticed for almost a decade at that point, first in television, then in Something Wild, where he played a vengeful husband.
You gotta fight for a woman like this.
I don't have to fight you, Ray. I'm gonna take Lulu. We're gonna waltz right out of here, and there's not a damn thing you can do.
Absolutely terrifying. Then in Field of Dreams as the baseball legend Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Put one right here, huh?
Right. You're a low ball hitter.
Man, I did love this game.
And then Goodfellas. For a while after that film, he turned down tough guy roles because he didn't want to be typecast, going for parts like the devoted dad in Corinna, Corinna, opposite Whoopi Goldberg. But soon enough, he was playing ex-cons, rogue cops, and at one point, a bribe-taking Justice Department official who shares a harrowingly memorable meal with Hannibal Lecter, not knowing it's his own flesh that's frying in the Silence of the Lambs sequel, Hannibal.
That smells great. Yes.
Ray Liotta was by all accounts a nice guy, not at all like many of the parts he played, and with more than 100 roles to his credit, it would be hard to say he was ever in a career slump, but his career had definitely been experiencing a renaissance of late, and if that first line in Goodfellas was in any way his watch cry, he was still living that gangster dream. A harrowing role in last year's Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, and just on the verge of executive producing a Gangland documentary series. He was, in short, still in his prime, and a good fella to the last. I'm Bob Mondello.